Now, the first pilot screening programme of its kind for lung cancer has been announced for the communities of North Dublin and the North East using mobile scanning units. The Irish Cancer Society, which is funding the initiative, says it represents the largest single investment in lung cancer here. Doctors say early detection is key to improving survival rates. Bus driver Damien O'Hara has been speaking to our health correspondent Fergal Bowers about his own shock diagnosis a few years ago.
I was 48 when I got diagnosed with stage 2B lung cancer. It was found by just pure luck. The tumour had grown in a place that irritated the airwave at the top of the lung. So other than that, I had absolutely no symptoms. I coughed one morning and there was a tiny little bit of blood in it. I actually thought it was to do with heartburn or indigestion, and I ignored it for a couple of weeks. Then it happened again. My partner Tara, she asked me to go to the doctor. Went to the doctor looking to get the camera put into my stomach to see how they got ulcers. And the doctor told me that I'd need to do a chest x-ray at the same time. About a week later, I got a call from Beaumont Hospital to say that there was a shadow on the lung and it needed further investigation. I came back a week later, they done a CT scan, and it showed that I had a 6.5 centimetre tumour on the top left-hand side of my lung. Well, I started off with chemotherapy and immunotherapy. I had it over 12 weeks, every 3 weeks, and then it was an operation where they took the top half of the left lung away. Well, I got the news on my birthday, November the 11th, from St. James's Hospital. They'd done the biopsy on the lung and the chemotherapy had worked. It was just dead cells present, so no further treatment was required. And I'm good now at the moment, all thanks to an early diagnostics.
That was Damien O'Hara speaking to our correspondent Fergal Bowers, who joins us. Fergal, will you tell us more about this mobile unit?
Yes, well, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in Ireland, and around 60% of people diagnosed with lung cancer, they're detected at a later stage when treatment options are more limited. So this is the first pilot screening programme covering North Dublin and the North East using those mobile scanning units. And it involves Beaumont RCSI and the Cancer Funding Society funding of €4.9 million. It'll target high-risk individuals, particularly current or former smokers, and doctors believe it could help detect around 100 lung cancers. Here's Professor Daniel Ryan, respiratory consultant at Beaumont RCSI Cancer Centre, explaining the health check programme.
This is a lung cancer screening pilot based in the North Dublin and North East region run out of Beaumont Hospital. And we know from international evidence that lung cancer screening in high-risk patients reduces mortality in lung cancer by at least 20%. And we want to see if we can introduce a pilot or a programme like this in Ireland to inform the potential for a future lung cancer screening pilot. So what we're going to do is we're going to invite patients between the age of 55 and 74 from specific GP practices in the North East and Dublin region, starting with the Centric Health Network. We're going to send them an invitation and then contact them. And when we ring them, we ask them some questions about their smoking history and some other factors about their medical history. And if we feel they're at higher risk for developing lung problems, including lung cancer, we'll invite them to a lung health check in a mobile unit in the community. And we're going to place our mobile units in GAA clubs in certain areas around North Dublin, here in Croke Park, in O'Toole's GAA club, in O'Rahilly's GAA club, in Drogheda and Fingallians.
Well, around 2,000 selected at-risk patients, they're going to be invited by GPs to scanning units over the coming months. And introducing lung health checks for high-risk individuals using this low-dose CT scans, they've been shown to reduce lung cancer mortality by at least 20%. So doctors say early detection is vital. And this is breaking down the barriers, perhaps, for some people coming forward for checks for this fairly devastating cancer.
Fergal, thanks a million for that. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent.